Israelitu.
Africa.
Israelitu.
It means the land is ours. And it just identifies as a call and response. So it used to be a revolutionary organization that we loved so much. And the slogan was Israelitu, which means the land is ours. And E Africa identifies which land we're talking about. And collectively, it means the land, Africa is our land. So I say Israelitu, you say E Africa. I say E Africa, you say Israelitu. Can we do that?
Yes.
Israelitu.
E Africa.
E Africa.
Israelitu.
Didn't know you spoke Zulu, did you?
Africa live. Africa live. Africa live. Africa live. Africans.
Ooh, and welcome to Africa Live here on AhuraRadio.com. I'm your host, Nyabinga Zimbabwe, and we've got a great show lined up for you today. Later on in the program, we'll be talking with Chimurenga Waller, the director of the National Office of Recruitment and Membership for the African People's Socialist Party, USA. We'll be talking with him about the upcoming plenary, national plenary of the African People's Socialist Party, USA, which is not just a plenary, but also is the first celebration of this year of the 40th anniversary of the African People's Socialist Party, USA. The 40th anniversary, an organization that's been around since 1972 and not just been around, but has been building and struggling, you know, providing leadership. So we're going to be talking with Chimurenga Waller a little later on about that upcoming plenary. We expect to be joined shortly by Geraldine Rio, the mother of Fred Rio, a young African who was recently targeted and locked up by a gang of police after he released a music video on YouTube that apparently they weren't very fond of. We're going to be talking about that in a little while. But for now, we're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to play a little music for you. This is Steel Pulse, worth his weight in gold. Rally round.
the one go wash. Now what are you going to use? To ba fe se be o mi lo ma lo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? To ri bang bo na o mi le ro re o. If your head is hot, now what are you cool on? To mo bang dagba o mi lo ma lo. Child they grow, now what are him go use? If water kill your child, now what are you go use? No, no, no. Tell me back, mama, when you me not low, my low. Cause someone to leche, call my low, me, oh, nothing without water. Cause someone to leche, call my low, me, oh, me, you love.
Guru, and welcome back to Africa Live here on TheHooRadio.com. I'm your host, Nyabinga Zimbabwe, and we were expecting to have with us this morning, for the first part of the program, the mother of Fred Rio, who has been locked up here in St. Petersburg, Florida, as a result of a music video that he put on YouTube, and police following him on Facebook, etc. We're not able to have her on this morning. So we're going to be talking shortly with Chimurenga Waller, the director of the National Office of Recruitment and Membership for the African People's Socialist Party, USA, which is going to be holding its 40th anniversary, a 40th anniversary event next weekend, its national plenary, National Planning Conference, which is going to be going on from February 18th through the 21st, Saturday through Tuesday. And we're going to be broadcasting that live here on Ahura News for those of you who are not able to make it. Of course, we want all of you who can make it to be here, because this is going to be a really incredible event, a really incredible conference that we'll be doing. And we're going to be talking with Chimurenga Waller about that a little later on. In the meantime, we're going to play a little bit more music for you as Chimurenga gets prepared to come on in. And this is Miriam Makeba's Lumumba. That was Miriam Makeba with Lumumba, the anniversary of whose assassination was just last month, and I think particularly significant in the face of growing mobilizations of Africans from Congo, where Lumumba was the first and only democratically elected leader. Now we want to get into a portion of our program. We're going to be talking with Chimurenga Waller, the national director for the National Office of Recruitment and Membership for the African People's Socialist Party. We want to talk about the upcoming plenary of the African People's Socialist Party, which is going to be happening next week, actually, this coming weekend. You know, it's going to be a four-day process. First of all, Uhuru Chim.
Uhuru.
Welcome.
Uhuru.
Just first off, can you tell our listeners about what a plenary is?
Yeah. A plenary is simply a planning session or a planning conference where organizations come together and make plans and do education type work and re-energize their membership. And in this case, this particular plenary is extraordinary for us because it is the signal of 40 years of struggle of the African People's Socialist Party and the work of Chairman Omar Ishitela to develop African internationalism as the leading theory in the African liberation movement. This particular plenary is going to be happening at the Uhuru House, 1245 18th Avenue South, February 18th through the 21st of 2012 in St. Petersburg, Florida. You can contact us at 727-821-6620. And we are urging people to register at apspuhuru.org. You can go on there and register and pay online. There's a $25 fee for interest into the plenary, and also $20 for food. So you can eat for 4 days for $20. You can't beat that anywhere. And the actual political content of this plenary, we believe, can't be matched anywhere in the world. Because this is the kind of plenary that brings the African masses closer to revolution. As we not only just plan strategy, but also train people on important things about making flyers, how to run a radio station even, like this radio station, the only revolutionary internet radio station probably in the world. And we believe that this is the kind of training, the kind of ideological work and presentations that people will not hear anywhere else in the world. So we are urging people to come to this plenary. Put it down on your calendar. It's not much longer. That's next Saturday. It's going to be starting. So people really need to get prepared and get in here into St. Petersburg, Florida for this plenary.
All right. And can you say what should people expect, you know, from this plenary?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, they should expect to really get involved in the ideological analysis of African internationalism put forward by Chairman Omar Ishitela. That is the theory of the African People's Socialist Party. It is a theory that is puts forward the African working class and poor peasants all over the world as the primary forces, social forces, that will carry out the revolution that will win freedom for all Africans. So we differ a lot from organizations that may put themselves forward as African revolutionaries. And we believe that we have to unite with the struggles of the oppressed peoples of the world for their freedom and self-determination. And we think that really helps to separate us from the other organizations in the world.
Mm-hmm. And I was looking at some of the things that that are on the agenda of this plenary. It is clearly, while it there are items on the agenda that deal with real ideological discussion, defining the nation, the African nation, which I think is a a very significant question right now, especially, I mean, you see, you know, people trying to define the African nation. You see that and coming with all kinds of interesting definitions that usually have no relationship with where we have to go, you know, with what, you know, what the historical task, you know, of our people is right now, right. You know. I've seen other ideological discussions on, you know, like what is the state, you know, this organization of repression, you know, that, you know, whose purpose is to maintain the status quo, other ideological discussions, but at the same time, on the plenary agenda, I've seen a lot of things just in terms of aimed at teaching people how to organize and how to be in the party and what is the party.
Yeah. I think that's what really separates this plenary from a lot of other conferences that people make happen. This plenary is going to be talking about organizing 101, how to organize demonstrations, how to recruit people into the organization. It's going to be talking about selling our propaganda newspaper, the Burning Spear newspaper. And these are the kind of things that I don't think can be heard in other places. You mentioned the question of the nation, and I believe this is some of the groundbreaking work that the Chairman O'Malley Shetela has done over the years. This was a question that needed to be solved. What is the African nation?
Mm-hmm.
And while it is still even in development, even as we speak, still being developed, I think the chairman certainly not only helped define what the African nation was, but also what the white nation was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's done really groundbreaking work in that area and helped the African liberation movement have a deeper understanding of the nature of the state. I think the question of the nation is cannot be overstated what it means. I read some years ago in a pamphlet that the chairman had wrote, and it essentially asserted that there cannot be an African revolution without consolidation of African nationality. And that is so true today. I was reading an article the other day, and in a black bourgeois, you know, press, and they were talking about the question of African American versus black.
Mm-hmm.
Identify yourself as black versus African American, and they even talked about how Jesse Jackson had and this other woman had been the primary forces behind the question of identifying ourselves as African American, and then it kind of went viral and everybody kind of caught on to it. But clearly, you can't be your enemies and be yourself at the same time. You can't be an African and an American at the same time. Clearly, America, the U.S. state is the enemy of African people. So it is mind-blowing to even assume that we could be the same things as our enemies. Now, this article was particularly interesting because it was, as you mentioned, some very interesting definitions of that people had come up with. Of course, they were pulling individuals here and there. Some people were calling themselves Caribbean American.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just wanted to be referred to as black, but black does not associate you with a nation. And mm-hmm. That is what African internationalism and the Chairman O'Malley Shetela has really brought to the forefront and helped us understand our national, our connection to our national homeland and the mm-hmm. question of the nation as a whole.
Yeah, and I think just on that question, one thing your chairman, I've heard Chairman O'Malley say, you know, that is, that should make it clear to anything is, first of all, no magic slave ships, you know, if you got on the boat as an African, when you got off the boat in Virginia or wherever, you were still an African, you know. And you can't be a slave and a slave master at the same time. And that's essentially what African and African-American, African and American are, you know. America being born at the expense of Africa and African people, you know. That you can't be both. You can't be both your oppressor and the oppressed, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you said that hyphen is a chain, you know. And I think that's right on. Now you spoke to African international. You said African internationalism is the theory of the African People's Socialist Party. Can you say more about African internationalism?
Yeah, I think it's important to do that. While African internationalism clearly helps us identify our primary target base and class, the African working class and poor peasants all over the world who are the leading forces of revolution, as opposed to Pan-African, some Pan-African ideologies that fail to identify the class forces. I was having an interesting discussion the other day with a brother who is with an organization who whose ideology essentially says that the African intelligentsia is the leading force of students and professors. He was having problems understanding that because he didn't seem to see much going on the college campus. What I tried to do is help him understand, first of all, students are not a class. Students come from many different social classes on a campus, so students are not a class. So they were still not identifying what social force would actually be the leading forces in the revolution. The African internationalist theory does do that. African workers and poor peasants are the only social forces that revolution must be the logical outcome for us to meet our objectives, for us to win our freedom, for us to win self-determination. The African working class and poor peasants cannot win our freedom short of revolution and total self-determination. So we hear many theories out there that talk about revolution. And some that talk about not necessarily revolution, but being part of the U.S., getting five states in the what they call the Black Belt South. And we think all of these ideologies do not come close to explaining the African nation. And African internationalism does do that. One of the things that I always thought was very bizarre about the Black Belt South theory was that it's five states in the middle of the South, and then Florida is not even counted as part of the Black Belt South. So you got Florida, then the Black Belt South, and then the rest of the U.S., a hostile nation right on your border, and Florida. So mm-hmm. I don't know how that's supposed to work. And I know there was interesting kind of determination that they came to having discussions with the Indians. I've been told different explanations about how they reached that conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
But African internationalism does not call for, you know, trying to seize land from the native people. We recognize that this land belongs to the native people. Our national homeland is Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to claim part of America. But we know the revolution is going to be fought on many, many different fronts. The African nation is spread all over the world. So in those places where we have part of the African nation, we're going to have to fight on those fronts to free Africa and free our nation. So I believe African internationalism has stood above and beyond all these other theories. And now we see many people coming up with revisionist theories about African internationalism.
Mm.
And And you know it's revisionism because if they don't belong to the African People's Socialist Party, then they're not African internationalists. So it is revisionism trying to attempt to revise history and leave us out of history as if this stuff just fell out of the sky, this theory fell out of the sky.
Right.
So I would again encourage people, join the African People's Socialist Party. Join us at this plenary. This is 40 years of, under the slogan, 40 years of leadership and struggle. Build a revolutionary party for African liberation. I think it's so appropriate after 40 years of many groundbreaking ideological struggles, demonstrations, freeing political prisoners. It's just been a miraculous, it's more than survival. It's a party that has thrived through many difficulties. And I urge people to come to this plenary, to be a part of this revolutionary movement, February 18th through the 21st, 2012, at Uhura House, 1245 18th Avenue South.
Uhura. And, you know, before we move, I want to, I'm just speaking about African internationalism. There's a quote that I think really captures, you know, the essence of African internationalism that comes from the political report to the Fifth Party of the Congress. It says, the political report to the Fifth Congress of the African People's Socialist Party. Not the Fifth Party.
You got it backwards.
So it says, African internationalism recognizes that organizational unity of the African working class is necessary to give every expression of the African revolution everywhere, anywhere on earth, a strategic character. It recognizes that revolutionary organizational unification under the leadership of the African working class is practical unification of African people and the revolutionary African nation state. African internationalism is therefore a theory of practice. One cannot be an African internationalist by simply holding on to various abstract principles. A distinguishing characteristic of African internationalism is the fact that it is not a theory to explain the world, but to change it. African internationalism is a theory with a plan. This means that African internationalism demands practical engagement in the struggle for practical unification of Africa and African people. The highest expression of this practical engagement is the African Socialist International, the international party of the advanced detachment of the organized revolutionary African working class. So I think
I don't know what else you can say. I mean, I think that's so powerful in terms of just in a few paragraphs, really summing up what African internationalism is, and really pointing the way forward for African people as a whole. So I don't think you can say much more than that paragraph really sums up what African unity is in a practical sense, what African revolutionary unity in a party, in a revolutionary party is.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the African Socialist International. I want to clarify for people, the African People's Socialist Party is part of African People's Socialist Party USA, is part of the African Socialist International. So I don't want people to think we're talking about two different entities. It's only different in the sense that African People's Socialist Party organizations all over the world, the combination of those organizations are the African Socialist International.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really appropriate that this plenary is sort of the flagship event of the 40th anniversary of the African People's Socialist Party. 40 years of ideological and practical struggle on behalf of the chairman, Omali Yeshitela, such a great leader and a revolutionary leader in his own right, took the works of many different theoreticians and went way beyond where we could have ever dreamed they would have went with it. Just really pointing the way forward for African people to win their freedom and build a revolutionary party.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think also, I mean, we talk about 40 years, you know, of the party's leadership, which, I mean, look at it, 1972, yep, when the party was founded, was a period serious attack by the U.S. government, you know, against the Black Power movement, you know. The Panthers had effectively been destroyed. Other organizations had effectively been destroyed. And the party comes together through the forming of other organizations that had been around during the 1960s through these struggles to take this struggle, take the Black Power movement beyond that point. And even the survival of the African People's Socialist Party itself for these 40 years, isn't that a statement of the significance of this theory, African internationalism, that brought to us by Chairman Amadou Ishitola, that has guided the party, and also the leadership itself of Chairman Amadou? Is the survival a statement of what the
Well, I think both are statements about who the African People's Socialist Party is, because the African People's Socialist Party is the theory of African internationalism, mm-hmm. and it is Amadou Ishitola, Chairman Amadou Ishitola. Mm-hmm. And while it is a great accomplishment to just survive for 40 years, we didn't just survive.
Mm-hmm.
We also launched an ideological assault on many of the false assumptions about who African people were, what it was going to take to win our freedom, what was the African nation, what is the African nation. All these questions the chairman is helped to solve and is helping to solve.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's bigger. It's important to note that we survived for 40 years, but I think it's more important to note what you did in the 40 years that you did survive.
Mm-hmm.
The chairman really broke some real serious ideological ground, and I think his plan to see our party grow really significantly in this coming year. And our slogan is just going to be recruit, recruit, recruit. Mm-hmm. People have to join this revolutionary party. It's not enough to just be out there in an organization saying you're fighting for prisoner rights, fighting against immigration, discrimination, fighting for women's rights. That's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
The standard that we're creating is if you are going to do revolutionary work, this is the place that it has to be on, in the African People's Socialist Party. Not piecemealing the different issues, but joining a revolutionary party to fight the entire system of capitalism, colonialism. Mm-hmm. And win freedom for African people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important, because you can fight an issue forever, and this system will keep giving you more issues, you know.
Yes, it will, because it'll give you reform even every once in a while. It will even give reform depending on the nature of the contradiction in the political atmosphere. But that doesn't win our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, because even integration is a reform, but that didn't get us freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And it never will. Revolution is the only way that African workers and poor peasants will ever meet our objective of winning our freedom. That's the only practical and ideological method that we can use to get there. African internationalism is that ideology that's going to lead our people to freedom and self-determination. So I think 40 years of survival is important, but 40 years of thriving is even more important.
Yeah.
and advancing the revolutionary motion of the African masses in this world is even more important. And I think the combination of those things, the hard work that Chairman Amadou Ishitola has put in as a leading theoretician in the African liberation movement, in the whole world, outside of the African liberation movement, because he's, like I said, he's not only define what the African nation is, he defined what the white nation is. So he's leading the way forward for people, for white people even, who want to become part of the revolutionary movement. We've defined what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So we've defined what it means for Africans, and we've defined what it means for North Americans as well.
Mm-hmm. So this plenary, How do people get involved in the plenary? How do people get to the plenary?
Well, we hope you will take planes, buses, trains, however you can. If you're outside of the city of St. Petersburg, St. Petersburg, Florida, the plenary will be at 1245 18th Avenue South. It's going to be all day long, 8 o'clock, ending at about 8 o'clock p.m., 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Lots of dynamic discussion, both ideological and practical. And people can go to APSPUHU.org to register. I really urge you to do that. You can pay online the $25 registration fee and the $20 food fee. You can do that online. If you just can't do that online, you know, put your money in an overnight envelope, put your registration in online, and send in that money and get here to this plenary. We believe it's really going to be groundbreaking. 40 years of struggle is not something to sneeze at. We want people to join this party, because when you join the African People's Socialist Party, you become part of that legacy, whether you've been in 30 years or 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that legacy still belongs to every member of the African People's Socialist Party.
Yeah. And does the current period that we're in, you know, how does that impact on the significance of this plenary itself?
Well, clearly the chairman has talked many times about how imperialism is never going to be the same. It's in a weakened state. It's not dead, but it's in a weakened state for sure. The power relationships throughout the world are now changing. The U.S. is not the baddest boy on the block anymore. I mean, they essentially owe the whole debt to China. China is an advancing power. As a matter of fact, China is making many, many moves on the continent of Africa. But the U.S. does not have absolute hegemony over the world economy and world military action, for that matter. They, in the old days, they used to just say, well, we got the biggest guns, so, you know, be quiet and stay in your place. But they're being challenged by Pakistan, India, number of other countries, China, challenged economically on a number of different fronts. This creates a weakened U.S. imperialism that used to be the head of the whole beast. But it's important for us to understand our positioning in that political atmosphere. This is a perfect time to make revolution in this country. People are looking for answers. Mm-hmm. We're getting a number of inquiries on a daily basis. People want to join this party, want to know how to get involved in the Uhuru movement, and we believe that has a lot to do with the desperation that's out there of the masses. But the people want answers, and they want their freedom, and they see the African People's Socialist Party as the vanguard party of the African Revolution to really make that happen. So we are really putting ourselves out there and putting ourselves forward so people can become part of this party and help make that revolution happen.
Mm-hmm. It's a changing period. It's a changing time, you know. I heard the chairman say that it is something to the effect that it is the day of the oppressed now. And even the crisis that we're seeing, you know, in the world isn't just something that's come as a result of China, you know, becoming more powerful, but it's something that's come as a result of the struggles of oppressed peoples for control of their own lives, you know, all over the world. That's the primary cause of this crisis that is being experienced in the U.S. Or North America, in Europe, all over Europe, where, you know, the crisis is just continuing to deepen for all over Europe, but there are even some cases that are even worse. Greece, Spain, others, you know, as a result of the fact that they're not able to steal the resources from the rest of us like they used to be able to, and we see Africa in the fray with the mobilization of Africans from Congo, all over the place, with the mobilization, with the struggles in places like Nigeria and elsewhere. Africans are in the fray, and for us, the significance of this period can only be taken advantage of through organization, through building revolutionary organization that's necessary to win our freedom, you know, and that, of course, is the African Socialist International. And the African People's Socialist Party, which represents the African Socialist International in any particular location where we find ourselves. And so, people should be getting down with this process. Yes. This is where it's at.
I mean, people talk about Arab Spring, but even that's, in a lot of ways, a misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt, which was one of the countries, if you will, that was in the middle of the so-called Arab Spring, Egypt is in Africa.
And Tunisia.
And Tunisia. So, of course, part of this is the way that the bourgeoisie confuses the whole question and separate African people from
mm-hmm.
our nation. But clearly, there's something on the horizon. The whole world is in turmoil. And the bourgeoisie can't rule the way they used to. The U.S. used to be the baddest capitalists on the block, and they can't rule in the way everywhere they've gone, Afghanistan, Iraq, everywhere they've gone, they met with a tenacious fight back by the people. And even in a country like Afghanistan, relatively primitive structurally and politically,
mm-hmm.
beating the U.S. back. Just beating the U.S. back. They understood they wanted self-determination and their freedom, and they just continued to fight the U.S. even after the U.S. claimed victory in Iraq. 2003, now it's 2012, 9 years later, after George Bush got on a deck of a ship and said they had effectively destroyed and defeated the people of Iraq. That clearly is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
A U.S. soldier still getting killed in Iraq. And now they've so-called withdrawn.
Mm-hmm. And even that withdrawal was one where they, if you see the piece that, the excerpt from the report to the plenary that's up on the Hulu News right now, the chairman quotes another writer who talks about how they snuck out. They set up meetings, you know, for beyond the time that they would be there so nobody would know that they'd be gone and just dipped out.
Yep.
You know, and of course, there's still non-U.S. Military, U.S. military forces.
Of course. And of course, withdrawal is, in this case, a more pleasant way to say defeat,
mm-hmm.
Because clearly they were defeated by the tenacity of the Iraqi people.
Yeah.
And on the verge of defeating in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So